By July 3rd we were at the entrance to the Strait of Magellan, abreast of the Cabo de las Varengas. But Commander Farragut was unwilling to attempt this tortuous passageway, and maneuvered instead to double Cape Horn. The crew sided with him unanimously. Indeed, were we likely to encounter the narwhal in such a cramped strait? Many of our sailors swore that the monster couldn't negotiate this passageway simply because he's too big for it. Near 3 o'clock in the afternoon on July 6th, 15 miles south of shore, the Abraham Lincoln doubled that solitary islet at the tip of the South American continent, that stray rock Dutch seamen had named Cape Horn after their hometown of Hoorn. Our course was set for the northwest, and the next day our frigate's propeller finally churned the waters of the Pacific. "Open your eyes! Open your eyes!" repeated the sailors of the Abraham Lincoln. And they were opened amazingly wide.